This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You guys know, I've said multiple times, there is a certain player, while I'll admit, very, very talented. Very talented. I have no interest on becoming a member of the Chiefs. And then I got a text. I got an alert as well. And all I could see, because it was a quick glance, that all I could see was George Pickens traded. And I was like, oh boy.
And you're like,
oh no.
And because we've talked trading him.
I was like, oh no.
On
and also,
this show,
like, don't do this while we're gone. Don't trade for him anyway. George Pickens, of course, was traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a third round pick.
And you thought,
I am very happy. I'm very happy because he's a hell of a football player. But let me lay out this scenario. We can all see what's coming. The Cowboys now have CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. That's a really, really good wide receiver 1-2 punch. They also upgraded their backfield. I got questions about their O-line. Dak Prescott, like their offense, they're going to open up the season, by the way, against the Eagles on Thursday night. They got weapons on offense. All that's true. But if Mike Tomlin wasn't able to stop the pouting. George Pickens showed up 90 minutes before the Chiefs-Steelers game. He was taking plays off. He was taking helmets off his own teammates. Uh-huh. All of that. If Mike Tomlin couldn't control that, I'm sure, guys, you know what? Maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure that Brian Schottenheimer, first-year head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, is going to be able to take control of that. And the good news is the Dallas Cowboys with George Pickens, they don't have an owner that likes to talk every time after a game and will respond to when reporters ask about George Pickens. No, they don't have that either. So I'm sure it's going to go swimmingly for the first 3 weeks or so. And then I'm sure it won't be a problem in a month or two into the season when they're not winning and when he's not getting the ball and when everything's going bad for first-year head coach Brian Schottenheimer. So good luck, Dallas. Props to the Steelers for making that trade. Got a third-round pick for him.
So that was actually more compensation than I was anticipating. So that would have been part of my hesitation, right? If I were the Chiefs and the same thing were on the table, I would have had that hesitation gold as a result of that, certainly. My whole thing with Pickens was that it'll work here because Andy Reid won't let it go bad.
Mike Tomlin
didn't let it derail them, right? They were still a winning team. They had quarterback issues. He didn't let it derail them. Now, it was rocky. Kind of in a way, it was rocky with like Marcus Peters or Tyreek Hill in Kansas City at the time. Now, Tyreek Hill was never on the field. But like, or very.
So you're banking on, and Cowboys are, you're banking on that, like, well, he's got Dak Prescott now, so he won't be upset.
Nah, man. The coach is a problem. This ain't going to work.
That's what I'm saying. Brian Schottenheimer, like, first year head coach.
I was saying, like, a huge part is like, this ain't going to work. This is not going to work because it's honestly maybe the worst place he could go. Like, Dallas is already in a mess.
Very Dallas.
They've already got, like, an owner that I don't know that they know anything is going on. They plucked a coach off the street because they fired the other guy and they couldn't find anyone else to take the job. Dak's coming off an injury again. Like, I got to be honest, man. That might be the last team I think he should have ended up on. Other than, like, the teams that are, like, the Jets, I guess, maybe would have been worse.
Idiot things can turn into good decisions.
Like, I mean, that's
what they're hoping for. That's what they're hoping for. You know,
You think I'm an idiot?
But you were relieved, weren't you?
Do you?
I wanted to pick him from the beginning. I think he's a really talented player.
The different conversation. If you're just saying like, hey, they should have drafted him, I'll listen to that more because ultimately the Steelers got a couple years and they got a third round pick back and the Chiefs drafted Sky Moore. So for sure, I'm with you. Now, I've told you I hate playing the this guy got drafted five picks before whatever could have had. We can do that all day long with every draft pick in NFL history. But yes, clearly that the Sky Moore pick versus Pickens, obviously they should have had
Pickens. If you could go back in time,
because you also got a third round pick now back for him.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the player and the Chiefs' interest, I'm so glad they didn't trade for him, Cody. I have no, if this next year he becomes a free agent, no, I have no interest in George Pickens.
The one part about it different now versus when we were discussing this was before the draft is right now, the Chiefs don't really need a wide receiver. I'm not trying to just be like oversimplified. They don't need another wide receiver that comes with baggage. They're in a good spot. Still have Travis Kelce, still have Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy. They just drafted another guy in Royals. They brought Hollywood Brown back. Like as it sits right now, when I see the headline George Pickens traded, my initial thought were the Chiefs involved? My initial thought, or should the Chiefs have been involved? We do that on trade stuff all the time.
Yeah.
Would you have made the same deal? For a third round pick next year, would I have traded for George Pickens? And the answer, surprisingly, probably to you, is no. At the moment, I wouldn't have because they don't need that right now. I like where their wide receiver unit is. And if I'm going to take on the headache, I need either a stronger need for the player itself or a lower price tag.
He's also
in the final.
He's
also third round. I kind of thought it was going to be less.
I am just because it's, he's in his final year.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is not a guy that has 2 years remaining on his rookie deal. If he plays well and it's not a problem, you're going to have to pay him. If he stinks, then you gave him a third round pick. If he's had a headache and he stinks, you gave him a third round pick and he's gone as well. So it's a 1 year thing here for him in Dallas. You always wonder, is this the wake up call? But I'll say everything that George Pickens has done in the NFL is exactly what people said. Very talented, but a head case. Yeah. He's been both.
Yeah.
The scouting report was spot on for George Pickens.
Yeah, every once in a while they're off. They'd be like, I don't know if this guy's got the talent to run routes and whatever, across the board. Pickens, the talent has never been the argument. The question is, how long does he last in the league? And also, there's an amount of production you will take on the talent. So a 900-yard season, which is what he had last year for Pittsburgh with absolutely zero quarterback play, not bad. Perfectly fine with that. But you're not going to take on, how much money are you going to pay him? How long are you going to take on that headache? By the time George Pickens' career is over, I bet he ends up playing with like five or six NFL teams.
Yes, probably.
That's what I think is going to happen. I think it'll be two by the end of this, and by the end of next year, after he's done in Dallas, they won't give him another contract, and it'll be another team. So he'll already have three under his belt by the age of 24, 25 years old. And he'll always be productive enough to end up on a roster, be near a team, do all those things, because these are better than Hollywood Brown numbers, right? And he's always had interested parties trying to sign him, but he's just ahead.
I don't know if Stephon Diggs is a fair comparison, but he's kind of turned into that now, where Stephon Diggs is bouncing around to different places.
Yeah, call me crazy because I know where Diggs is at now, but I think Stephon Diggs is still, at that time, was a better football player.
Oh, no,
Diggs was having 1,400-yard seasons, wasn't he?
Which is
for the
I
first
don't know.
Couple.
Pickens' best season is 1,104.
Yeah, I don't know if that was a good comp or not, but just in terms of bouncing around teams now.
I mean, Pickens' quarterback play has been pretty bad.
It has. In fairness, yes.
Allen Robinson, but here's the thing. This is where you don't know which way it's going to go.
Mm-hmm.
So there are plenty of wide receivers, like Wes Welker spent the early years of his career in Miami with Cleo Lemon throwing him the ball. He got to New England and was a really, really, really super productive receiver immediately because it turns out having Tom Brady was better than having quarterbacks whose names you don't remember. Allen Robinson was going through that in Chicago and a couple of other spots, and he was having these 1,000, 1,100-yard seasons. And what you don't know, and this is what we don't know about Pickens, is were you getting that because there was no one else to throw to in a limited offense and it was just happening by need? Or are you a star who would get 1,500 yards if you were actually with the right damn team?
Well, he's a number two. I mean, he's got CeeDee Lamb with him. So he's the number two receiver in Dallas. He's not going to be the guy getting the most targets on the team there.
And who's to say that's not going to become a problem? Where George Pickens is like, hey, man, you got to throw me the ball more. It's like, excuse me, but because CeeDee Lamb, I think at some point last year, was getting 15 targets a game.
Yeah, there was no one else to throw to. But that was also a huge problem of their offense. They also had no quarterback play because Dak got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But
or in a running game.
CeeDee Lamb had 101 catches for almost 1,200 yards last year.
That's I mean, he led the league in catch. He had 135 for 1,750 the year before.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, he's definitively number two. But that's also the thing. I think a lot of people look at the talent of George Pickens and they say, get that man a quarterback in a functional organization. He could be a 1,400-yard wide receiver.
Yeah, that's what the Cowboys
but
are
But I'm just
telling
saying,
themselves.
Just as often, yeah. It goes the other way. And what it turns out is when there's somebody, there's another mouth to feed who's better than your ass, yeah. You start going down to be the 750 guy, the 700 guy. Your numbers backslide more often, I think, than you take the step up to the competition.
Yeah, Jerry thought he found something, though, so we'll see.
Smiles and glory holds.
Well, they're hoping. They're hoping.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.